A Bayside laboratory in Apollo Beach is the home of an attempt to preserve Florida's coral reefs, which are dying at an alarming rate. WUSF's Steve Newborn takes us inside the lab to see how scientists are getting coral to reproduce.
I walk into a building alongside Tampa Bay that hums with water pumps and creatures that look like small brains. There, I meet a woman who is part scientist, part matchmaker.
Carrie O'Neill, senior coral scientist at the Florida Aquarium.
O'Neill has a rather unique job.
I've been called the coral whisperer, the coral queen, various different names.
What she does is try to get coral to create little baby coral. And just how do you get coral in the mood?
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby.
We do actually play Barry White during the spawn time, but I think that actually gets the humans in the mood a little bit more while we're staying up and all night waiting for these corals to spawn.
It doesn't seem to me like it's...
One of their tricks is mood lighting, which gets redder later in the day, simulating a Florida sunset. As it dims, a glowing ping pong ball high above the tanks mimics the light of the silvery moon. All this matchmaking is needed because Florida's once colorful coral reefs are under siege. Warming seas, ocean acidification, and diseases like stony coral are leaving parts of the world's third largest reef a ghost of their former selves. So enter the Florida Aquarium's groundbreaking Coral Cupid Connection.
The Florida Aquarium is the first in the world to use this Project Coral land-based spawning technology to spawn Atlantic corals for restoration.
O'Neill says coral doesn't cross-fertilize themselves very well, so they have to mix the eggs and sperm from different colonies. Florida Aquarium CEO Roger German says this is the best way to diversify the genetics of coral, giving it a better long-term chance at survival.
So right now what we are doing is we are arcing, in essence like Noah, you know, trying to arc the coral just to protect it and save it. We are learning how to grow it for the eventual put back in the wild.
All this is for a species that spawns once a year. If you miss that opportunity, O'Neill says you'd better be prepared to wait.
And you're sitting here and you're waiting and you're staring at it and your eyes are playing tricks on you. And then all of a sudden you start to see these bundles migrate up into the mouth. And then all of a sudden they all start releasing and it's like a snow globe in the water. And then we're like, it's happening.
O'Neill says Florida's coastal waters are beset by local runoff and pollution and global issues like too much carbon dioxide in the atmosphere that makes oceans more acidic. So coral, like many species across the planet, aren't able to evolve fast enough. So what's to prevent stony coral disease from infecting these little guys once they're back out on the reef?
If we can produce 10,000 coral babies, let's say, of this grooved brain coral, and we put those back out into the ocean, now this is 10,000 new genetic individuals that maybe some of those now are expressing the right type of characteristics that may be more resistant to warm water, may be more resistant to nutrients in the water.
O'Neill says they've only figured out the reproductive cycles of 5 coral species so far. That's only about 10% of the number of species found in Florida. So they've got a lot of mood lighting and maybe a little Barry White in their future. Steve Newborn, WUSF 89.7 News.